Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we have with us a man who can answer all these things. Andrew C. McCarthy. Andy McCarthy is a busy guy right now. Man, he's churning up the presses on the number of angles coming out of Flynn and related matters. I guess his headliner really yesterday was, it is now an obstruction investigation, which means that it's an impeachment investigation. None of this collusion stuff. That was just the pretense. Hey, Andy, great to have you with us today.
Dom, my pleasure as always.
Well, let me ask about the travel ban. I was kind of surprised that it got such widespread support after all this. And does this send a message that when it finally does reach the Supreme Court, the tyranny of one guy sitting out there in an Hawaiian shirt in Hawaii saying what the country's going to do might be stopped?
Well, I think that much is pretty clear. But I wouldn't go up in a balloon quite yet, which is, you know, I think the Trump administration kind of celebrated what Supreme Court did back in June, Dom, as if it were a big victory. Because if you remember, that was the travel restrictions 2.0. We're now up to the third and final revised version. But when they let the second one go into effect, they did it with the caveat that created this new exemption for people who had a bona fide relationship to the United States, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And in that instance, three conservative judges on the court complained about that and said, you know, we should just sustain what the president did here and not judicially legislate changes to the travel order. And I think they did that so that they could appease the liberal members of the court. Yesterday, all they really did was let the order go into effect while the case is being litigated in the Ninth Circuit, and ultimately it'll come to the Supreme Court later this year, I'm pretty confident. And we'll have to see. I think the court is a lot less unified than meets the eye when you look at these cases closely.
Now, Andy, let's put on both your political hat and your legal hats, and both you wear well, and ask, how compromising is this now with Mueller, with this FBI agent who seems to be almost involved in as many things as the Russian ambassador? This guy they had in the middle of everything, and then he turns around with these texts, and I don't know if those will be fully revealed or not. How compromising is that about what's going on here?
Well, you know, it really depends, Dom, on what the documents that the Justice Department and the FBI don't want to show to Congress tell us. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand why the president doesn't just pick up the phone and tell the deputy attorney general and the FBI director, who are both his appointees, to cooperate with Congress and give them the documents. I just don't get that. But we won't be able to evaluate everything about Agent Strzok until we, you know, have that whole paper trail. I would caution people. I feel like I'm the caution guy today, which is not my usual shtick, right? But, according to what we saw in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was yesterday, Comey told the House Intelligence Committee back in January that the agents who interviewed General Flynn back in January believed he was telling the truth. And that appears to be Agent Strzok. And the FBI at that point said that they weren't interested in going forward with charges on Flynn. And this is before Trump talked to Comey and before Flynn was fired and the like. So it seems to me, looking at it, I mean, I don't know what Strzok's role was in all of this. And I think his role in the Clinton investigation obviously has to be looked at hard. But it looks to me like the FBI originally decided that Flynn told the truth, and that later got second-guessed by the very aggressive prosecutors in Mueller's investigation. So I find that pretty curious.
Let's talk, too. The main thing you've written to my mind, too, is, and I agree, this has become an obstruction investigation. What about your colleagues? You're on the level of a guy like Dershowitz from the other side of the political spectrum, who says this is ridiculous. The president, in this manner that we're dealing with Trump, can't be guilty of obstruction. It would take something Nixonian to convict him. But I guess under an impeachment thing, if the Democrats took back the House, anything's possible.
Yeah, well, I don't go as far as Professor Dershowitz goes. I heard him get interviewed last night. And he doesn't think that Mrs. Clinton should have been investigated either. He thinks this is just partisan hackery, and whoever is in, they investigate them this way. I really don't see it that way. And I thought I followed the Clinton hijinks pretty closely, and I thought there were pretty serious offenses there. I don't think the president can be indicted, Dom, for obstruction of justice, but I do think he can be impeached for it. In fact, I know he can, because I don't mean that Trump can. I'm talking about the principle of whether the president can.
Right.
We have precedent with this. In both the Clinton and Nixon cases, obstruction was part of the articles of impeachment. So clearly it can be done. And as you're pointing out, and this is quite correct, impeachment is a political process, not a legal one. There's not really many judicial checks on it, and we have a pretty good idea of what a high crime and misdemeanor is. It's a breach of the public trust, but within that very broad parameter, there's not much of a check on what Congress decides is a high crime and misdemeanor. Yeah,
exactly. That's where it comes to. Now, what would happen if Trump, through a number of moves, is able to stop the Mueller investigation, shut down Mueller? Would you say he's okay if he does that, other than the political consequence?
Well, I think, but for the very reason that we just discussed, I think that would be a major mistake by President Trump, because, as we just discussed, impeachment is a political remedy. So it seems to me that Trump is in the clear as far as the law is concerned, as far as indictment. He can't be indicted, and he's got the ultimate check on indictment, because he can pardon himself, he can pardon everyone, he can shut the investigation down, he can fire Mueller. But if he fires Mueller, that adds to the impeachment case, and that adds to the fervor for it. So I think, as much as this is, Trump is not a patient man, and I'm sure he hates this, but his best play here, it seems to me, is let this play out with Mueller. And if Mueller ends up writing a report that is critical, but otherwise doesn't recommend any action, then Trump can say that he was exonerated by Mueller.
How close are we to Mueller being done? To me, I know people are talking about imminent. Well, I think that's wishful thinking. I think this could go on for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we're closer to the beginning than the end. And, anyone who thinks that Mueller has assembled the 17-lawyer empire so that he could make a false statement based on Mike Flynn, I don't think so. And our history with these, whether you call them special counsels or independent counsels or special prosecutors, our history of them is that they go on for a very long time. I think Lawrence Walsh was at it for 7 or 8 years.
Oh, God.
And,
yeah.
They very often, as with Scooter Libby, they start out investigating one thing and they end up prosecuting people for something entirely different.
So absolutely.
I would not hold my breath.
Well, you're going to be working overtime at National Review. I can hardly keep up with the stack in front of me. What's the next angle? What are you working on for the next column?
I'm trying to get a sense of how I think they get to the end game. I mean, I really think that the end game here is impeachment, only because I don't think any prosecutor in his right mind would think that he'd be able to indict the president, and Mueller's a smart guy. So I'm trying to think about what the vehicle will be for bringing that about.
All righty, Andy, we'll find you at nationalreview.com. Thank you. Thanks so much again for clarifying everything and being the voice of caution here in talk radio.
Thanks so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.